Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Aren't we all convinced that we have the one invention in the back of our heads that we know we can make $1 trillion on? This guy thought he had an idea that was going to land him on the $1 million club.
I ran across, somebody emailed me this guy's website not too long ago and said, you know, this might be somebody interested in having on the show. And I read it, and at first I kind of laughed at what he does. And then I started to think about it, and I bet this guy makes a ton of money from his new invention. And Paul, I will let you explain it to us, and I guarantee you, next time we talk to Paul, he'll be a wealthy man.
Hey, Paul.
Okay, hey, I appreciate that, but you are completely wrong. This has been a total disaster so far. I haven't sold one thing of my product yet.
All right, what do you got?
For a fee of $5 per word with a 5-word minimum, you can write a telegram to someone who has passed away, someone who said, and we will give that telegram to a terminally ill person. They will memorize it word for word, and when they pass away, it's their job to go deliver that message.
Oh, come on now. Are you kidding me?
No, it's for real. And the money is collected, and upon his passing, it's either given to a charity of the messenger's choosing, to the messenger's family, or to pay for medical bills. And in this particular case, we only have one messenger, and he wants it to go to his family.
And what's the motivation as me, as the terminal person, to deliver this message? I mean, there are a lot of people I'm going to run into. I mean, I'm going to have to do a lot of searching.
Oh, you mean, well, he's promised to do so. I mean, he's an honest guy. I believe him when he says he's going to, try his best to deliver the messages.
Oh, I see. You have one guy.
Just so far.
And he's going to deliver all these messages to all these people.
Well, all these messages done so far.
Well, he's got one guy so far. I think what he's saying is that he, you know, other terminally ill patients can jump on board if they want.
Yes.
So nobody's asked him to memorize even one message yet.
Nope, no paying customers yet.
Why do you think that is?
I think part of it was, well, see, it used to be that it was $10 per word, and I was retaining half the fees.
Mm-hmm.
And, I figured, I'll cut the price in half, see if that can't, stir the pot a little bit. And I thought it would be unfair for me to take any of his money, so I just said, okay, give up my half. And
so it's like a grand opening special right now.
Yeah, it's like a grand opening special. And I'm going to attempt to see if I can't make a little money off the traffic going in and out of the website.
So let's say you collect 500 messages.
Wow, that's way over the top. I don't think we can possibly do that.
Okay, let's make it a little more realistic. Let's say 10. You get two. Okay?
Okay, two. Yeah, give me two. Gee.
Okay, your terminal person passes away. They deliver the message. How do you approach the next terminally ill person to do this for you?
I'm not going to. This one I could because he was a family friend, say.
Okay.
And so it was real easy, comparatively. If anybody else wishes to be a messenger, they're going to have to come to me.
I mean, I know you...
That wanted ad in the paper.
Yeah. I know you're not feeling good.
It's not in the paper. It's actually on the website. There's a, what's required, and I don't really have to worry about someone faking terminal illness because, no one gets any money until after the person dies. So, I mean, they would have to go through a whole lot of, getting a fake body together, and
right.
Some kind of ridiculous thing like that.
For $45.
Yeah, for $45, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not feeling good and you got a lot on your mind, but I was also wondering, right. Could you memorize this and deliver it?
You want to make some
cash? I'm not going to go up to someone and say that.
The post-mortem Pony Express?
Yeah.
Now, what would happen if, say, let's say Melissa or Lindsay hires you to deliver a message to their fathers, and, both good men, and I would assume that they're in heaven. But let's say the person that you've recruited or that has come to you and said that they want to do it is not going to heaven.
Mm. Well, actually, that's one of the things we put in the website, because there's so many things that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that people keep bringing that one up because that was like the last one I thought of when I wrote down the list of things that could screw it up.
What is
heaven, hell, and purgatory? What if the guy's not going to the same one?
Because I doubt Satan would let deliver the messages himself.
Yeah, he's not real warm that way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's sort of like you can visit someone in prison, maybe. So maybe someone in heaven can go ahead and visit someone in hell.
So you think there's like that plexiglass window between heaven and hell with the phone?
They can flip a message through those little round holes, you know.
He flips the message into him in the Bible that the bookman carries around the prison. You said you were putting a list together of things that could go wrong, and the heaven hell thing was the last thing on your list.
The last thing. Right?
Oh yeah. Well, one of the last things I thought of. I forget where it is on the list. By the way, the website is afterlifetelegrams.com. You know, we can't do this interview without saying that at least 8 more times.
Okay. Right. What were some of the other things on the list of things that could potentially go wrong?
Oh, let's see if I can remember. One of them was reincarnation. I mean, what happens if by the time the messenger gets there, he's already back on Earth and he's a squirrel, you know. So you missed him totally there. And then what else on afterlifetelegrams.com? What if there's no afterlife at all? I mean, that is a possibility. I mean, it's kind of depressing, but, you know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
What else could it be? Oh, there could be like, what if the person doesn't want the message? What if he doesn't want to be bothered and he has the means to keep people away? You know?
Like I died to get away from you.
They wanted to send a message to Elvis.
Yeah, enough of my family.
Have you thought about taking this to... this service to like collection companies and stuff like that, because they're pretty, they're savvy when it comes to tracking people down.
That's great. This is a great way that even if you die, you don't get past your the money that you borrowed to go to University of Georgia.
Or telemarketers.
Who even have it?
I got a guy named Tony who calls me every day about getting a dish at my house. Every single day. Maybe you can hire him. He can go after.
Maybe that's how my student loan people would probably work with me with that.
This is a whole new avenue for advertising, actually. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on with Paul.
Paul, are you serious, man?
Yeah, man, I am.
You sat down and thought about this clearly. No, I have another question for you. If let's say some terminally ill person decides to take this deal that you're offering, mm-hmm. and they say, okay, I'm going to deliver this message. Do you have confirmation that the message made it to the person?
Yeah, how do we get a receipt?
None whatsoever.
Confirmation.
You can't.
Are they going to send a response?
No, I had thought of working up some kind of seance, I have no telegrams to begin with, so I don't know if I want to go to the bother of going through all that.
You should get Miss Cleo to help.
Yeah.
You send get a what?
Miss Cleo. Get Miss Cleo to help you.
Yeah. I hate her because, she's been, in this area at least, she does a lot of phone soliciting. And that's a big pet peeve of mine.
Maybe you could hire, you could get her.
That's why you hate her.
You could get her to, to buy some of the telegrams to contact people in heaven and get them to contact the people on earth, therefore bringing her more business.
Well, see, what I thought of doing is telling the messenger just a code word that only he and I know. That way he can deliver the message and just tack that on the end of every message. That way if someone comes back and tells someone, as long as they can tell me what the word is, then I can confirm that that was it.
Did you run this idea by anybody close to you before you decided to go public with it?
Oh, sure. My wife, my mom, my dad. I kind of told people.
And your wife's
I got a lot of negative stuff from people because, if this was just to rub a crystal ball and, get messages from the afterlife kind of thing, no one would care. But the reason this is frying everyone's bacon like it was the end of the world is because, I think, because it could work.
Morning, Jenna. You're on with Paul.
Hi, Paul. I mean, where did you come up with this idea?
When did I come up with it?
Where?
Actually, there was this terrible, terrible movie called made by the Wayans brothers called Blank Man. Anybody seen it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, not myself.
You didn't miss anything. It was like an hour and a half. I'll never get back for my life.
They had roughly the same amount of viewers as you've had people sign up for your service.
Yeah, right.
anyway, in this movie, they had actually one scene that was actually really neat. The governor of the city, I forget where it takes place, is tied to a whole bunch of bombs with a ridiculous amount of chain on him. Blank Man, who's a superhero, goes in and goofy superhero, and he is there's no way he can possibly defuse all the bombs in the 2 minutes that he has. And
okay, so what you're saying there is that you based this off of a movie. You haven't based this off of any religious belief that you have or knowing anything about reincarnation or what happens.
Well, you know what,
before
you get all angry and get all up in his business and whatnot, he did base it on a Wayans movie.
Yeah, and come on, I do have some basis here, you know.
I mean, seriously, have you had any kind of, you know, college degree in biblical terms and what happens after someone dies?
Well, I mean, I went to Sunday school. Does that count?
She's really upset. Jenny, you're really upset?
Yeah, I went to Sunday school. You know, I didn't believe any of it. I mean, this is as weird as it is. I went to Sunday school and, like, you know, because they would say stuff like, you know, I don't know, you could just name anything, but you would ask, well, how do you know that? And they go like, well, you just put it on faith. What?
You're just jumping on another bandwagon to rip people off of money that, you know, miss their loved ones and think this may be a shot. This is ludicrous.
Number one, you haven't visited a website. If you did, you see that I have a whole lot of safeguards to prevent taking advantage of grieving people. And number two, no one's giving me a damn dime.
You know, I think Jen's upset because did anybody else hear the heart monitor going behind her? Beep, 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 beep. You know?
All right, Paul, give out the website again, man, for anybody stupid enough to go.
AfterlifeTelegrams.com.
AfterlifeTelegrams.com.
AfterlifeTelegrams.com. Got to say it one more time, so that makes it 9. AfterlifeTelegrams.com.
I think, you know, I truly believe, Paul, that you were going to become rich off of this. I wish you all the best. We'll link that website up to our website, and just remember us when you are a millionaire.
Okay, I will do that.
Or at least until you get your first 15 bucks.
Yeah, 15 bucks. I'll go get a milkshake, and then I'll tell you guys about it.
All right, dude. See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.